Ladies and gentlemen, from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Brought to you by Route 66 Moving and Storage and the WBO.
Bring it.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
Yeah, let's start building some hurting bombs.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Yes, my name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the reigning, defending, undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airways, folks. Having defended that title now for better than 26 years. And if today's Christmas for you, merry, very merry Christmas to you. If it's after the holidays, if you listen to this on our podcast, on iTunes, or maybe one of the websites like ringtalk.com, your inside look into the world of boxing and MMA. Hey, it's a belated holiday wishes, but best of holiday wishes to everybody out there listening today. Of course, it is Christmas Day 2011. Lots of things to talk about. First and foremost, we'll be joined by the world 168-pound champion. I'm talking about the kid that nobody had any faith in, Andre Ward. That's right, Olympic gold medalist 2004. People around here were telling me that I was shilling for him, that he didn't have a chance. I said, look, the guy hasn't lost a fight since 1997. I go, so you think he's going to lose in the Olympics? I don't think so. Even if he was fighting 13 pounds heavier than his normal weight, he just wasn't meant to, it wasn't meant to be. He is meant to be the Olympic gold medalist. He is meant to be one of the best fighters pound for pound in the world, and he is meant to be the world 168-pound champion, of course, capturing that Showtime Super 6 tournament. Big-time deal. Big bonuses involved in that. Took 2.5 years, but Andre Ward is the champ. There's no question about that. We'll talk with Andre a little bit later in tonight's show. Next up on the show, we'll talk boxing with KP Kevin Perry of ringtalk.com. We do have open phone lines coast to coast. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Or you can watch the broadcast live right now on facebook.com/ringtalk. Then go over to the Ustream button. Hit it. Watch the show live right here from the Sports Byline Network headquarters.
Long-term unmanageable debt is making your life miserable and you're tired of living from paycheck to paycheck, get ready for a toll-free number that will change your life. Trinity Debt Management has been helping people just like you cut their interest rates by as much as 60% and increase their credit scores by up to 200 points. In fact, they have a proven program that has worked for thousands. If you're ready to consolidate your bills into one manageable monthly payment and pay off your debt, then call for a free, no-obligation analysis. Trinity's certified counselors will explain the entire program to you with no pressure, just practical solutions and hope for tomorrow. To cut your interest rates and help your credit score, call Trinity today at 800-899-0615. That's 800-899-0615. Get a fresh start. Call for free information now. 800-899-0615. 800-899-0615.
I'm Scott Carter, CEO of Goldline, and I'm here with Todd Eink, who, like many of our Goldline clients, diversify their portfolio with gold and silver. Todd, tell us why you started investing in precious metals.
Well, Scott, I've owned several successful businesses with much of the proceeds vested solely in stock and real estate. I felt the need to search for other means of diversifying my portfolio.
How did you find Goldline?
I researched the marketplace and decided to call Goldline based on its credibility and reputation.
Goldline is a solid company with a 50-year track record of helping clients like Todd.
I have a very broad portfolio of stocks, real estate, and precious metals. With everything I've built professionally, I believe gold offers diversity for me and my family.
Todd's Goldline story is just one of thousands across the country. Call Goldline today and learn how gold can be a part of your future and your family's future.
Call 1-800-278-5077 for your free investor kit. Call 1-800-278-5077. That's 1-800-278-5077.
Do you have dry skin, cracked heels, hard calluses, or corns? Then use Cracked Heel Softener from Blue Goo. Cracked Heel contains emu oil, which softens and soothes the skin. Just massage Cracked Heel into your feet twice a day and feel the difference. It works. Your feet will thank you. No more pain from cracked heels, hard calluses, or corns. Make your next stop a comfortable one with Cracked Heel Skin Softener, available at DoTheGoo.com and in Walmart stores. You can now hear your favorite Sports Byline USA Network shows while on the go with Stitcher Smart Radio. The latest episode is always available. Stitcher brings radio and podcast listeners a better way to listen to their favorite shows and helps them discover new content. Stitcher delivers personalized audio streams on demand right on your smartphone. Available for your iPhone, Android phones, WebOS phones, or your BlackBerry. Stitcher is also available in some GM and Ford dashboard systems. Downloading is easy. Go to Stitcher.com or check out your app store. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I'm just ready to get it on.
Ah, the sweet voice of Rick Stevens. Long incarcerated now since 1976 for a triple murder. He was the second lead singer for Tower of Power. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We are about to bring in my man from the City of Angels. Of course, I'm talking about my writer at ringtalk.com, the webmaster himself, Mr. Kevin Perry, KP. Happy holidays, sir.
Happy holidays.
All right, so how impressed should we be over Andre Ward's victory last week?
I think we should be very impressed. And I think the thing most impresses me about Ward is he's almost kind of like a throwback. And part of the reason why is not just because of his skills and his ability, but I think it was a big gamble for him to be in the Super 6 tournament. And part of the reason why I feel that way is he was largely untested before the tournament. I mean, he had only fought one somewhat contender, and that was Edison Miranda. He totally dominated Miranda, and then his first fight in the tournament, he fought Nickel Kessler, who was a pretty big favorite. Not a huge favorite, but he was definitely favored to beat Ward, and I think he was also a favorite to win the tournament.
Mm-hmm.
And we saw how the tournament turned out, and Ward barely even lost rounds in the tournament.
Yeah, I would say he probably lost a handful of rounds at the max.
Yeah, maybe possibly less than that.
Yeah, I know, because, you know, those judges last week, I scored the fight 11-1. Two judges, John Stewart and Craig Metcalf, one of the United States, the other from Canada, voted 115-113 for Ward. That's 7-5 in rounds. And just think, Kev, if he wouldn't have fought hard all the way down the stretch, they'd have taken that from him.
Yeah, they would have. And I think what happens sometimes with these referees is...
Judges.
Judges, is I think sometimes when a fight is perceived by the public to be a somewhat 50-50 even fight, even though Ward was slightly favored, I think they don't want to favor too much one guy, and they tend to give guys rounds, especially early in the fight, that they're not winning. And I think that's probably what happened maybe in the first four or five rounds. Somehow they decided... they wanted to give Brock a couple rounds to just kind of see that they weren't being biased towards one guy. And I think there's been a lot of criticism unfairly towards for, being able to fight at home and in the United States for all his fights when other guys have had to go across the pond.
Yeah, but he was the Olympic gold medalist, man. He was the man. I mean, that they should have had to come to him. He was the Olympic gold medalist. In fact, there were people in the game, in the boxing business, noted boxing managers that thought that he didn't have to enter the tournament, that they should have had the tournament, and the tournament winner should have fought him.
Well, you know, I could see their point of view, but at the same time, boxing has definitely changed a lot in the last 15, 20 years, and I think having an Olympic medal doesn't have the same, doesn't bring the same clout that it did when guys like Ray Leonard won the gold medal, and you had guys... in the 80s, I think it was, did Pernell Whitaker win a gold medal?
Pernell Whitaker, Mark Breland, Meldrick Taylor, Jerry Page, Henry Tillman, Tyrell Biggs. Did I miss any?
It definitely had a lot more prestige back then.
Well, that's when Cuba, that's when Cuba didn't show up.
The whole, I think nowadays the whole scoring system is completely computerized scoring system has completely ruined the Olympics as far as Olympians being able to cross over into the pros, just because of the style doesn't really, it differs widely from the professional style of prize fighting.
Okay. Let's switch gears a little bit. Julio Cesar Chavez has come to some type of agreement with Sergio Martinez, a world middleweight champion, that he's going to have a voluntary defense in February. Martinez is going to have one in March. Doesn't that sort of mean that the WBC and these people have given Martinez a few bucks to step aside for one fight?
Yeah, it's possible, but I think it's also I think Martinez is allowing Chavez to, you know, them to let Chavez step aside for one fight because he feels he's going to get the fight that he wants with Chavez Jr. And I think there's one thing I wanted to really bring up here with Chavez Jr., because I've been a huge critic of Chavez Jr., but at the same time, I think a lot of people are really giving him no shot at beating Martinez. And I really give him actually a decent shot at beating Martinez. And I'll give you some reasons why. And part of the reason is the guy weighs in at about 180 pounds on fight night.
Right.
And he's fighting in middleweight. Also, he's much taller than Martinez. He's a real lanky guy. I think his boxing skills have improved tremendously in consideration to he pretty much had no boxing skills about 3 years ago. And he actually looks like a man now. I mean, I saw his last fight. I mean, the guy looked in tremendous condition. He really looks strong. His boxing ability has improved a lot. And I give him a great shot at beating Martinez, especially because Martinez is about almost 38 years old, I believe. So, I mean, this is boxing. Guys can get better. He's a young guy. He could definitely give Martinez some problems. His biggest problem is he doesn't have much defense. So if he gets hit with one of those Martinez shots he doesn't see, it could be a good night. But I think he takes a punch pretty well, too.
Good night, Irene. The kid finally shaves. But I got to tell you, if I was a betting man, and I have been known to bet because I did bet some money on Andre Ward winning the Super 6 tournament at 4.5-1. Can you imagine that, Kev? I got 4.5-1 on Andre Ward.
That's great.
Yeah, I wasn't a big bet.
Can you kick me down some of your winnings?
It wasn't a big bet, but I'm just happy that the kid prevailed and that he won, and that he won impressively. And he said there's some investigation going on into the scoring of the fight with him and Frock last week and things like that. So, you know, we'll see what happens there. But the kid will be on a little bit later, and I'm very, very happy and very impressed with him. And, of course, he's going to have a press conference Tuesday in the Oakland Coliseum Arena, I believe, at the Oracle Arena, regarding his fight last week. But since I've already had him on the show, there's no need for me to attend the press conference. So for all you guys out there that got to go to the press conference, you guys from the newspapers, go on with your bad self. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing and MMA. Now, next Friday night, Jermaine Taylor, Little Rock, Arkansas, where my daddy was born. The only thing I can say about Little Rock was, thank God Grandma didn't miss that Greyhound bus. Anyway, he is now, 28-4-1, been knocked out in two successive fights in a row. I think Arthur Abraham and Carl Frock did it to him. But he was a 2000 Olympic bronze medalist, 28-4-1, 17 KOs, taking on Jesse Nicolo out of Baltimore, Maryland. He's coming in at 22-2 with 3 draws and 8 KOs. Why does a guy with that much money, if he can almost own the city of Little Rock, I mean, why would he want to fight again? Is it a mental thing that he needs to do this, needs to go out a winner or something, or what?
It might be egos. It's possible he probably thinks he can make another run. If I was Jermaine Taylor and if I could make 160 pounds, I would go after Sergio Martinez. I think that is the biggest money fight, I think, out there for him that he can make that's actually winnable, because Martinez is probably a natural 154-pounder. Martinez is, I think this idea of him being a big puncher is kind of just based off that one Paul Williams fight. I really don't think Martinez is that big of a puncher, but he's really fast, and he can catch you by surprise if you get caught sleeping, you know, because he's so quick, and he moves so well and all that stuff. So Jermaine Taylor definitely would be a dangerous opponent if he's the same Jermaine Taylor that he was years ago. And unfortunately, after being knocked out three times, I don't think he's the same guy. But he doesn't have any chance at being an elite 168-pounder at this stage,
okay,
in my opinion.
Speaking of elite fighters, a guy who I never thought really was an elite fighter, Antonio Margarito wants to fight again. He says that he didn't deserve to have the fight stop with him and Cotto. The Cotto didn't beat him, this and that. Is this guy suffering from brain damage or what?
I mean, you know what's funny is I kind of agree with him. I kind of saw Cotto somewhat slipping as that fight was going on. And I think that, I don't know if the stoppage was necessarily premature, but Margarito's a warrior, and I think he was definitely starting to get going. I know his eye was swollen, and but I mean, this is prize fighting. I mean, I think guys should be possibly allowed to continue, especially when you kind of look at Margarito. I mean, he's the type of fighter where that's kind of what he does. He waits for his opponents to wear themselves down. He's not a one-punch knockout guy, so that's the kind of fight that he has to be in to win.
Okay.
So when you stop it prematurely that way.
That wasn't premature. He couldn't see out of his eye. How can you say that was premature when the guy couldn't see out of one eye? And he had already had the previous damage. He had broken orbital bones a year ago, things like that. I mean, you got to be looking out for his safety in some regards. Even though I despise the guy and I would like to see him get run over by a truck, I wouldn't want to see him get hurt in the boxing ring.
Well, I understand your point of view. I'm just saying prematurely in the sense where Margarito, I think if they would have let it continue, had a real good shot at winning. I'm not saying that his eye wouldn't have been permanently damaged if they would have let it continue, but that's the kind of fighter that he is. And the fact that you let a guy fight with a possible damaged eye and then his eye starts to get damaged, it's like, well, what do you think was going to happen when he stepped into the ring?
Good point. So if
the eye was a major concern ahead of time, they shouldn't have let him fight. They let the guy fight. The guy was starting to come on, as he normally does in fights. He takes a lot of damage. He's not a defensive fighter. So, I mean, what outcome did they expect here? So I see both points of view, but the guy he's a grinder. So I think he probably deserved the opportunity to continue. But I understand why they stopped the fight, because obviously, you know, the object of boxing is not for guys to get killed. You know, it's a sport, so I understand that point of view.
We'll take it out of the sports realm a little bit. As far as athletic contests are going to take us into the judicial system. Floyd Mayweather got spanked this week by a Clark County Superior Court judge who incarcerated him. I think it's either going to be a home sentence or 90 days in the county jail, but he's got some headaches. And, you know, is Floyd ever going to grow up or what?
I think he's, well, I hope he actually learns from this whole thing. And, you know, it's unfortunate, not for him. It's unfortunate his kids had to see or witness him kicking and punting his mom, which is what the judge was saying in the video I have on that I posted on ringtalk.com. And who really knows where the guy goes from here? I don't see that fight with Pacquiao happening anytime soon. I think for him, there's a lot of other opponents that he could fight. And I think that's probably where he's going to go after the prison thing. I think this really has kind of crushed the negotiations, at least for the time being.
Well, if Manny Pacquiao continues to look like he looked in his last fight, in fact, I didn't think he looked good in the Mosley fight either. I think Manny Pacquiao's on the slide, Kev. He needs to get this fight done quick.
Well, I mean, people can say that, but I think styles make fights. I think Juan Manuel Marquez's style is kind of a little difficult for Pacquiao. But, but the thing is, that Marquez and Floyd Mayweather don't fight anything alike. Marquez is a risk-taker in the ring. Mayweather, not much. So it's kind of hard to say if Mayweather would be taking the same chances that Marquez was taking to actually give him a shot at winning the fight. And I think people fail to realize is they talk about, well, yeah, you know, based on this fight, Pacquiao doesn't have a chance against Mayweather. Marquez didn't win. And that's really at the end. And I know people are going to say, well, you know, Marquez deserved to win in this and that. But he left doubt. And when you leave doubt, you leave an opportunity for the judges to give the fight to the other guy, especially when he's the favorite.
Okay, let's talk about favorites now. Richard Schaefer, the CEO of Golden Boy Promotions, the guy that really runs the show down there, Oscar just got his name on the billboard. He said that the Lamont Peterson Amir Khan fight was the, quote, worst home cooking I've ever seen, end of quote. It wasn't that bad at home. It wasn't home. Was that home cooking?
No, nah, I didn't think it was home cooking. I think it definitely wasn't much of a robbery. I think the problem is nowadays, anytime there's a close fight and a guy loses, and especially when it's the house fighter that loses, they start crying robbery. And the bottom line is, if it's a close fight, it's not robbery.
Good point.
It's robbery, for example. I'll give you a perfect example of a robbery, is when a guy wins the fight in the eyes of the majority of ringside observers, and all the judges have it for the other guy 118-110. That's a robbery, in my opinion. Because that means the guy basically needed to knock him out three times to win.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a robbery. This is just
a close fight
where it went to the other guy.
All right. Good enough, Kevin. Happy holidays.
Yeah, I wanted to bring one more thing up.
Make it quick. I got 20 seconds. Go.
Kelly Pavlik, and I don't know if you heard the news, but he just got driving under the influence on an ATV, and I just wanted to bring that up because we've spoken about his alcohol problems.
Yeah, yeah. The one that they denied and all that kind of good stuff. I remember that. Anyway, well, you know what? It's time. I think we post that video. Get that video ready, Kev.
All right, we'll get it for next week.
All right, all the best to you.
Pretty hilarious, by the way.
All right. Kevin Perry of ringtalk.com. We're going to put up a video next week of Kelly Pavlik doing stand-up comedy, Drunk as a Skunk. You are tuned to Ring Talk live worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the American Forces Network.
Smart Money is searching for true investment value today, whether in stocks, commodities, bonds, or real estate. But only one asset class is up fourfold over the last decade, precious metals. Best of all, today gold and silver are still undervalued from a long-term inflation and historical basis. But before you jump into the best assets of the 21st century, get educated by the gold experts at Swiss America. For three decades, their motto has simply been, "In serving, we lead." Their prices are fair, resources are great, and service impeccable. Yes, Smart Money is going for gold and going with Swiss America. Lift your gold IQ right now. Call toll-free 800-932-5197. That's 800-932-5197 for their 2010 DVD, CD, and Economic Realities Report. Call 800-932-5197 today.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
If you are in any trouble with the IRS, this message is for you. If the IRS is garnishing your wages, sending threatening letters, placed liens on your personal property, you still have rights. Ameristar Tax Centers wants to give you free information and a free consultation to show you how to save the maximum amount of money. Our expert team of tax professionals goes to work right away to negotiate the lowest payment possible. We'll represent you before the IRS or state taxing authority. Our results speak for themselves. So call us today for a free, no-obligation, one-on-one consultation.
Be careful. The IRS can coerce you into paying more than you actually owe.
Ameristar is a certified member of the Tax Freedom Institute. We know your rights. We know how to get you maximum relief.
So call for free information now.
800-583-1974. 800-583-1974. Help is here. Call 800-583-1974.
Shogun absolutely decimating Quentin Rampage Jackson in this, the first round. The youngest competitor is really taking it to the Pride veteran.
This is not good. Yeah, this is the end of the fight. Oh!
Mauricio Shogun has just electrified the crowd.
Shogun's for real and he has arrived. Yeah, he's a threat. He's crazy. He's off the hook.
Little audio there from Mauricio Shogun Rua, of course, beating Quentin Rampage Jackson, both former USC light heavyweight 205-pound champions. Of course, Shogun in that incredible fight with Dan Henderson about a month and a half ago down there in San Jose, California. Now, Hendo, what his future is, looks like they don't quite know yet. They haven't got his next fight together because he's got a couple injuries. But once he gets 100%, him and Dana White will sit down and try to figure out the future. Before I talk UFC or any more UFC, I wanted to say that a new deal has been worked out between Showtime and Strikeforce. Of course, Strikeforce is owned by Dana White and Lorenzo and Frank Fertitta, the people that own the UFC. So they own all the little entities, all except the Bellator Fighting Championships. And one of the reasons they put this deal together with Showtime is, quote, it is according to Dana White, if Strikeforce had gone away, there would be no women's fighting. That's what he said, yeah. I mean, we're not going to do women's fighting in the UFC right now. Strikeforce offers an opportunity to build new stars, new champions, contenders, and keep the women's divisions alive. UFC doesn't have that and wouldn't have it if Strikeforce went away. I don't know what Dana's got against women. I mean, they put forth some great fights. They get it on. They come to fight. They are always in condition. They always put 100% forth. And I think the women should be given an opportunity on the big stage. But Dana White, a little macho there, doesn't want any women on the UFC cards. But, of course, Strikeforce, UFC, the Strikeforce, the highest rated Strikeforce card at all time, I believe, was Gina Carano and her conquer when they fought down there in San Jose. It was the biggest Strikeforce audience they ever had on Showtime. So Showtime realizes that women are important. UFC and Dana doesn't. Speaking of UFC, well, take that back. Let's go with January 7th. There'll be a Strikeforce show from the Hard Rock Cafe in Las Vegas, Nevada. Luke Rockhold will take on Keith Jardine, a veteran, a longtime UFC light heavyweight fighter. And he was cut after 2010 because of a series of losses. He's trying to reinvent himself at the age of 36. And this will be his first fight at middleweight. Yee, 185 pounds. A lot of weight to take off from going to 205 to 185 pounds. Then they will go again on the, they're going in Columbus, Ohio on March the 3rd. That's pretty good. The Grand Prix heavyweight tournament is delayed several times. It will be finished then. It'll be Daniel Cormier versus Josh Barnett. Of course, it was supposed to be Alistair Overeem, who's fighting next Friday against Brock Lesnar, of course, out of Las Vegas. This is one of the biggest fights in a long time because anytime Lesnar steps into the octagon, it's a big deal. I mean, former WWE champion, you can say what you want about him. You can say he has his limitations. He may be a little bit short when it comes to the sack, the size of the stones in his sack. But, you know, Taylor turned his back on Shane Carwin, got knocked out by Cain Velasquez. You know, he hasn't looked all that great. I thought he was like the immovable object, the man that would never lose. Then Frank Mir got him in an ankle lock and almost broke his ankle, so he tapped out on that one. And, of course, he lost to Velasquez, so I believe he is 8-2. He's taken on Alistair Overeem, who was the Strikeforce heavyweight champion, and he was supposed to be in this tournament. I mean, he was supposed to fight the winner of this tournament, and obviously he's not in the tournament now. He's bowed out. He's going to do this card next Friday night.
That's December 30th. UFC will not go Saturday, New Year's Eve. They'll go Friday night at 7 p.m. Pacific time. It's 10 p.m. Eastern time. And this figures to be a good card. Lots of good fights on the card. But that one main event there, man, that's good. I think that's, it ain't going the distance. Quote Brock Lesnar, it just ain't going the distance. And I don't think it will either. I think both guys have got finishing power. Both guys have finishing moves, finishing holds. And it'll boil down to who will get hurt first and who can take it. In other words, if Overeem gets popped a few times, I think he can take it. If Brock Lesnar gets popped a few times early, it's questionable on whether he can take it or not. So we'll see. That's UFC 141 next Friday night, 10 p.m. Eastern time, 7 o'clock Pacific time. If you're in the Bay Area, you can see it at the Southern Winds restaurant on Lombard Street or over in San Leandro, California, Ricky's Sports Theater on Hesperian Boulevard, a couple blocks off East 14th Street. Go to them at rickys.com. You are tuned to Ring Talk live worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the American Forces Network. Next up, the Fighter of the Year of 2011. I'm talking about Andre Ward. Before I get back to kicking A, don't forget the website, folks, 24/7 on the web at ringtalk.com. Your inside look into the world of boxing.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MY-TV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MY-TV. That's 877-499-MY-TV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MY-TV. That's 877-499-MY-TV.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
So this is Christmas, and what have you done? Another year over, and you won't just be gone. And so this is Christmas, I hope you have. The near and the dear ones, the old and the young.
Well, folks, from John Lennon to the world super middleweight champion, he is the son of God, of course, S-O-G. I'm talking about Andre Ward. First of all, congratulations, champ.
Hey, Pedro, I appreciate it, man. It's good to be back on the show.
Good. 11-1 in rounds. I had it, and two judges had it 7-5. Dre, I mean, had you not fought as hard as you did and winning 11 out of 12 rounds on my card, some people scored it a shutout, but 11 out of 12 rounds on my card, and I'm sort of, I tend not to give anything close. In other words, I'm a little biased, I think, so I tend not to give anything a little close. So I thought it was 11-1 easy, and for two judges to go 7-5, it looked like they were trying to take that from you.
You know, that was scary, those scorecards, simply because if the fight was closer than it was, then, you know, those two judges would have decided to fight, and, you know, it's just no place for that in boxing. I mean, I understand that, you know, some judges, they see fight differently than others, and, you know, some like aggression, some like boxing. Everybody's different in terms of, their, you know, what they like to see, but at the end of the day, I just think, you know, those kind of scores are just unacceptable.
Craig Metcalf was a Canadian judge, and American judge John Stewart scored the fight 115, 1-13, or 7-5 in rounds. The other guy from the U.K., you would think the fighter from the U.K. having an advantage with John King, but no, John King scored 118, 110, or 10-2 in rounds. I had 11-1, as I said, 119, 109. Most experts I know had it in up there 118, 110, 119, 109, 120, 108, somewhere around there. So it was a bit of an injustice. Now, listen, since the right guy won, there's not going to be much of a stink made over this. I made a stink over it, but there's not going to be much of a stink made over that. Is that what's killing this sport? Is that what's hurting things?
Well, Pedro, I mean, and let me just say, I appreciate you, man, stepping up to the plate like you always do when it's an injustice in the sport, especially when it's, you know, somebody that's, you know, close to you, so to speak. But, I wouldn't want my hand raised if I didn't earn it. And I said that throughout time during the promotion when Carl Frack and his team made a big deal about, you know, coming to America and fighting on, you know, U.S. soil and just, you know, trying to make a big deal about wanting a fair shake. You know, I told him, I said, hey, I want the fight to be fair. It should be fair, and it should be neutral judges. I'm not looking for any advantages. And even when I fight at home in Oakland, you know, I think things should be fair. I do not want to get my hand raised if I don't earn it. So I think when things like this happen, I think it's horrible for the sport. It's just another opportunity for people to take shots at a sport like boxing, which is already, you know, just fight to stay relevant. I think, again, it's just no place for, you know, and I don't want to come too hard on the judges because, you know, they've yet to give an explanation. But when there's a situation like that, I just think it's unacceptable because you're messing with an individual's livelihood. And in this sport, you know, it's not like, you know, basketball or football or, you know, even baseball where you can lose and still be the same guy the next night. You lose in this sport and a lot can change very quickly. So, yeah, I just think there's no place for it. I think the commission out in Atlantic City are doing their part right now to get an explanation and hopefully everything gets worked out. But moving forward, absolutely, there's no place for this.
Okay. Frock looked like he was hurt a couple of times there. Did you feel it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I sometimes it gets to me. There's just a refusal for people to acknowledge, you know, some of my strength. And one of them is my punching power, and that was with a broken hand. You know, I caught Frock several times clean with one shot, and it stopped him in his tracks, and the look on his face was, you know, that he was buzzed and he was hurt. It was tough to follow up because of the broken hand. But absolutely, but it's almost like sometimes, they, you know, people just refuse to acknowledge that, okay, I was wrong, this guy can hit.
25-0, 13 knockouts, of course, the Olympic gold medalist, hasn't lost a fight since 1997. And Carl King, I take that back, Charles King, who runs King's Gym over in Oakland, California, swears he didn't lose that fight. So you haven't lost a fight in a long, long time now, man. Do you remember that last loss, do you remember that pretty clearly or what?
Oh, yeah. It was against a guy named Jesus Gonzalez from New Mexico. And we had a kind of a toe-to-toe battle. You know, we fought, you know, in a fight, what you call a smoker. I think it was just a real quick fight. I think it was 3 rounds, mid and a half round. Just a quick fight, kind of a barn, you know, burner type of affair. I got 2 points taken away for something in that fight, and I think that was a deciding factor. And, you know, I just don't like to lose, Pedro. I'm a competitor.
Nobody
You know,
does.
They say you can't win them all, and I understand that, but I definitely try.
Okay, now you opened up a 4.5-to-1 underdog as far as the tournament's concerned. I won't say how much money I bet on you, but I did make a few bucks on that, so I want to thank you for that, champ, okay? I mean, at 4.5-to-1, come, who could turn that down? You never get 4.5-to-1 on Andre Ward ever again in your life, folks, unless it was a fight, maybe Godzilla or something like
right.
that. But that's what the online book paid, 4.5-to-1, so I'm very happy over that. Floyd Mayweather, unfortunate scene, him getting in the problems that he's had. And I said, why doesn't Manny just fight Juan Manuel Marquez a fourth time? Did you watch that fight? Who do you think won that fight, the Marquez and Manny Pacquiao fight, Andre?
I personally felt like Marquez won the fight simply because he landed the cleaner shots, the more precise shots. And Manny had moments in terms of, you know, throwing punches, but I don't feel like he was effective. And, I feel like Marquez, you know, based on the first two fights being close and him not getting the nod, I think he should have got the nod. And I was a bit disappointed that he didn't get the nod. But, you know, I definitely feel like Marquez should have got his hand raised. He fought a great fight. You know, some people said, you know, he blew it by not fighting hard in the 12th round. He did what he did the first 11 rounds. He stayed smart. He picked his shot. And Manny didn't do much in the 12th round. So, you know, and this is a guy whose corner told him that he was down and needed a knockout. So that being said, I think Marquez fought the perfect fight. And, you know, at his age, I mean, you can't ask more than that. He should have got his hand raised.
You know, and you talked about it earlier about how when somebody gets an unjustified loss in this sport, it can ruin your life. I mean, instead of getting X amount of dollars next time, he's going to get less money next time. If had he won the fight, I'm sure he'd have made a lot more money in his next fight than he will when he does fight again. I'm talking about Juan Manuel Marquez, who has hinted at retirement. But Floyd's out of the picture for a little while. Do you you've known Floyd Mayweather a long time. Do you think this is going to be a wake up call for Floyd?
Well, you know, I know Floyd. You know, I've talked to Floyd several times, and we're not, you know, great friends or anything like that. You know, I mean, I don't obviously know the details of the situation, and I hope that the time he has to sit down and think. I hope it works for him in a positive way, and I hope he's able just to continue on what he does best, and that's put on great fights and continue to, you know, cement his legacy, because, you know, he's revered in the sport. He's respected by his peers and especially the young fighters that are coming up. And, you know, county jail is no place for the best fighter in the world. So I hope he comes out, man, and just continues to do what he's been doing, and that's put on great performances and continue to get his hand raised.
Andre Ward is our guest, folks. We do have open phone lines coast to coast, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Of course, we're talking with the Super 6 Showtime Tournament winner. This took about 2.5 years for the tournament to conclude, huh?
2.5 years. It's been a long, long road. It's been peaks and valleys. But that being said, I wouldn't have changed it for the world. I mean, it was good all the way around. It's matured me as a fighter. It's matured me as a man. It's taught me how to deal with, you know, the pressure of big fights, expectations, and even, you know, Fight Camp 360. You know, by nature, I'm a, you know, private person, but, you know, that took me out of my comfort zone and it just helped me to learn how to deal with the cameras around all the time. And, you know, it was just an overall great experience. And at the end of the day, I don't think I would be the fighter that I am today without this tournament.
Okay. Forget the tournament just for a second. This is Christmas 2011. What is Christmas like in the Ward household now with three kids and a fourth one coming? Is that rumor true?
Yeah, that rumor is definitely true.
Okay.
And, you know, we looking forward to our fourth child, and my wife's 3 months pregnant. And
what's Christmas before you wish everybody else? What's Christmas going to be like in the Ward household tomorrow?
Well, it's going to be a great day. It's going to be a lot of family and just a lot of time together, and that's what it's about. You know, a lot of people ask me what I do for fun, and I've said it before. You know, being around my family and just spending time with my kids and my wife, and, you know, just my friends. That's what I love to do. So,
The holidays are my favorite time of the year, and it's just going to be like any other family. We're just going to spend a lot of time together and have a good time.
Okay, last question for Andre Ward. Lucien Bute, the IBF guy, the guy from Romania now fighting out of Canada, is there a lot of substance to him, or is he just another notch on Andre Ward's gun?
Well, I think Bute is a good fighter. I think, you know, he's done what he's supposed to do with the fighters that he's fought. But I think, you know, for he and his team to feel like they can just kind of swoop in on a Super 6 winner and just, you know, all of a sudden make a fight, I think, you know, I think that's I don't think that's the way things should be done. I think he needs to fight one or two good fighters, beat those fighters, and the fight can be made. And I think it will be made. It's a fight that should be made. So that fight will happen. It's just not going to happen when everybody thinks it's going to happen. But look forward to it because, you know, it's going to happen. And he's been quoted as saying that he doesn't mind coming to Oakland. So I'm looking forward to that, too.
Oh, yeah, right. Doesn't mind coming to Oakland. Yeah. And you wouldn't mind going to Canada, though, would you? I mean, you fought all over the world. That wouldn't put any undue pressure on you, would it?
Well, it's not about the pressure. It's about, you know, what's fair. And, you know, there's a major concern with fights that have taken place over there. Yeah. I mean, literally on national television. So that's something that we got to consider. You know, I mean, talking about bad decisions and injustices, I mean, you have to look at that. And that happens a lot in Canada. So the Canadian fans are tremendous. They're great fans. But at the same time, this is a business. So we have to see, you know, what makes sense. But you know, a lot of people say a lot of things about me fighting at home. And, you know, Bute has pretty much fought his whole career at home. So I think it's time for him to come away from his home nest and come fight in neutral territory.
Okay, last question. Maybe give me in 20 seconds. What hand did you break and when did you break it?
I broke the left hand a week before the fight. And we just nursed it for, you know, the week leading up to the fight. We did the best we can with ice, Motrin. And we went into the fight with a broken hand. And, obviously, you know, it's inevitable that it was going to be hurt again. But we had to bite down and get through it. And I'm just happy we were able to.
So no permanent damage to the hand then from the fight, is there?
Absolutely not. I have a hard cast on right now, and I'll take this off and start a aggressive rehab, and it shouldn't stop anything. And God willing, we'll be able to get back in the ring as soon as possible.
Merry Christmas, Andre Ward, your entire family, your class act. Congratulations on winning the Showtime Super 6 tournament. You're still my guy. What can I say? It's been so long since I saw this skinny kid fighting that it's. I was trying to figure out whether it was the New Oakland Boxing Club or King's Gym. I couldn't figure it out the other day.
I think it was King's.
Think it was King's? All right. Well, anyway, but the bottom line is here we are almost 15 years later, and now you're, you know, the world champion and the Super 6 champion, of course, and you're leading the Fighter of the Year poll at ringtalk.com by a wide margin as well.
Well, hey, that's an honor and a privilege to even be considered in that category, and to you and your team, Pedro, Merry Christmas. To the fans out there, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
The great Andre Ward, folks, on Ring Talk Live Worldwide. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529.
Great shot, Bob. I think you're on.
I just followed your lead.
Hey, by the way, did you break ground on your new building?
No way. I'm holding off until I see what the future holds.
So you're seeing a fortune teller or
you
something?
Know what I mean. Things look a little uncertain.
The only thing certain in business is if you're not growing, you're losing. And we just opened our fifth facility last week. If you're following my lead, you'll call General Steel. Their pre-engineered steel buildings could save you as much as half the cost compared to conventional buildings. And they're up in nearly half the time, and back with a 50-year structural warranty.
Yeah, but steel buildings...
Hey, you've seen my building. Does it look like steel?
No, it looks great.
Ask about rebates that could save you up to $20,000. Look, you can stop paying rent and own a building that suits your business better, and probably saves you money by operating more efficiently. In times like these, don't stop spending, just spend wisely.
Call 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298.
Would you serve your family water that's loaded with prescription drugs and pesticides? Over 53 million Americans are drinking water with contaminants that are tested to be above the federal health guidelines. Call Aquasana Water today and speak with one of our water specialists, and we'll give you a free analysis of the drinking water in your area. Call right now. 800-608-5769. 800-608-5769. Our filter systems are certified to reduce contaminants and leave in the minerals for crisp, clean, and healthy water for you and your family. We want to help clean up the water supply in your area one home at a time. So call us right now, speak with a water specialist, and get a free analysis of the drinking water in your area. Call right now. 800-608-5769. 800-608-5769. 800-608-5769.
Smart investors pay attention to contrarian views. Barron's gives investors the perspective they need to anticipate the market's twists and turns and find profitable opportunities along the way. Barron's provides the investing ideas and insights you need to protect and grow your portfolio. It offers in-depth coverage and analysis of sectors and companies. And Barron's columnists cover all the market's action, so you'll know what happened and why, and be prepared for what's to come. Barron's delivers strategic thinking and practical ideas to help you make smarter decisions about when, where, and how to invest. And for intraday market analysis, there's Barron's.com, offering powerful investment tools like Stock Screener and Stock Grader. Get 8 weeks of Barron's plus Barron's.com, all for only $19.95. This offer is available to new subscribers in the contiguous U.S. only.
Call now toll-free 800-356-9700. That's 800-356-9700 for Barron's. See what others don't.
Check it. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live worldwide on this happy holiday weekend. Speaking of happy holidays, one of the happiest guys I know, folks. He's always got a smile on his face. Of course, he's a great performer in his own right, a platinum recording artist. I'm talking about the great Lenny Williams. Lenny, Merry Christmas, my brother.
Merry Christmas to you.
Hey, man, you got it going on New Year's Eve at the Fox Theater down there in Redwood City. Tell me about that.
Yeah, it's a nice place. They just remodeled it about a year ago, so we're going to be there New Year's Eve and having a good time playing all the favorites and some new songs and want people to come on out and have a great time there, yeah.
And what's that new R-rated song you've got?
Which one?
You know which one I'm doing. I thought, sorry, it was your mom or something.
Oh, yeah, I didn't know it was your mom. That's not really R-rated. That's not bad. Yeah, right. Didn't know it was your mama. Yeah. You can't dress like Lady Gaga and want to be treated like, Michelle Obama. Yeah, you got to,
Okay. Did KBLX end up playing that song that morning? Did they fulfill their promise or what?
Yeah, they did play it. Yeah, they did.
All right, that's good, man. That's good.
And so, we got a new champion in town, too, huh?
Well, yeah. I don't know if he's a new champion, but he's our champion, of course.
Yeah, he's our champion, right. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he's Olympic gold medalist now, won the Super 6 Super Middleweight Tournament. I just got off the phone with him a couple of minutes ago. Of course, he's a very proud Andre Ward, going to be a father now for the fourth time, I think, in 6 months. So, you know, he's got it going on, the most responsible young man I've ever met.
Yeah, he's a testament to just a good home raising, yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Okay. LennyWilliams.com is your website, right?
Yeah, LennyWilliams.com, yes.
All right, definitely. So what time's the show gonna start on New Year's Eve?
I think it's gonna be around about 9 o'clock, 9 or 10 o'clock, coming out, it's a festive evening, so you can come and get started early and we're gonna, ring in the new year. 2012.
You know what, I think this will be the fourth or fifth New Year's Eve I spent with you, so I'm looking forward to it, man. God bless you. Say hello to your wife and Merry Christmas, Lenny.
Okay, thank you, sir. All right, bye now.
The great Lenny Williams, folks, and this is him singing when he was with Tower of Power back in 1973. Until next week, keep your hands up, keep your chin down. Most importantly, don't forget the website, ringtalk.com. And next Saturday, 11:05 a.m. Pacific time, right here, Ring Talk airs on Saturday on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.